Lisa Hughes, Leadership Reflection Journal Number 2. I was reflecting on my action research leadership plan, and I know that last journal I was talking about the importance of communication and those pieces of leadership that are so important in terms of collaboration and vision. And I thought a lot about my current situation and those things that I am hearing and seeing as I visit classrooms and meet with school-based teams. And I started to think a lot about inclusion and how that practice is so important in terms of bridging achievement gaps and also informing the instructional core. And I wanted to investigate that a little bit more. And so as I was reading the Wallace Report and thinking about the idea of collective leadership and its strong influence on student achievement and how important it is for leaders to really think about how a teacher's motivation and the way they feel about something is so important in developing the kind of student achievement that's going to be sustained day to day, month to month, and year to year. And so then I thought about some of the students that I've been meeting and the IEPs that we've been reviewing and the evaluations and the teachers. And I thought a lot about how the IEP document is really about focusing on goals and expectations for what each individual student is achieving. But then it's even bigger than that because we're really trying to find access to the general education curriculum and make it meaningful, embedded access. And so I really started thinking about my project in that manner, that I really would like to focus on the coaching and the collaborative part of leadership in terms of being able to take an idea like inclusion and work with a school-based team at the elementary level, for example, to figure out which strategies are strengthening the instructional core for all students, and especially those who are struggling and who have IEPs. So I've developed strategies that are going to provide embedded professional development on inclusion and research-based strategies that utilize those pathways into core instruction. I'm going to work on collaborating and with others to help develop their leadership opportunities and plan for and help create meaningful strategies that promote inclusion and access to the general education curriculum. I really have been dying to do this for a long time, and I have my own ideas about this, but I would love to have this be something that is worked on by many people. An inclusion toolbox that outlines the go-to strategies that are research-based, that others are using but may not know about, and things that will help promote a sense of well-being and belonging and a culture of support in our school-based teams and really across the district. So I've come up with some action steps, and I'm excited to get this work started. I think that it would be helpful for me to start with a survey that will inventory the kinds of practices and interventions that are already going on at the elementary level, look at that data, and think about what professional development topics I can add to that knowledge, and also provide some of those professional development mini workshops on inclusive strategies. And I really would like to introduce the Inclusion Institute. And then I would like to plan for an on-site inclusion institute with a particular student and school team, and to actually go through the process of the inclusion institute and have it facilitated by someone on the school team. And I can help coach and be there to participate. And then I would like to capture everyone's ideas about that on a Google Doc and work on another piece of that inclusion toolbox as a shared document that can help inform our inclusive practices, the tiered interventions in RTI, and develop goals for increasing the level of depth for all students to access the general education curriculum. I also would like to, in that I kind of missed a step, but I would like to put in a piece, a little focus group that will reflect on the Inclusion Institute and what pieces they thought went well, and have some guiding questions related to that work and see what comes of that. So I'm hoping that this work will help inform my practice and also lead to future work where we can collect and really think about the types of strategies that we're using with all of our students.